So now let's talk about Direct Connect. So Direct Connect provides you a dedicated private connection from a remote network into your VPC. And the dedicated connection must be set up between data center and the AWS Direct Connect locations. So it's really a private connection, and therefore, because it's private, it's going to be more expensive than running your own VPN solution. And then when you want to access the services of AWS, you're going to access them through a private VIF. Now, it's going to bypass completely your internet service provider. So that means that it goes over private networks. So therefore, it's going to reduce your public network cost. It's going to increase the bandwidth that you have into AWS and increase the stability of your connection. By default, Direct Connect is not redundant. And so you must set up a failover Direct Connect connection, so a second one, or use a VPN as a failover, which is a very common setup as well. So let's talk about the virtual interfaces, or VIF. So you have two kinds of VIF for Direct Connect. You have the public VIF, which allows you to connect to public AWS endpoints, for example, your S3 buckets, your EC2 services, or anything AWS. And then you have a private VIF to connect to resources within your VPC that are going to be private, so your EC2 instances, your ALB, and so on. Then you have a transit virtual interface, which allows you to connect to resources in a VPC through a transit gateway. And if you had a VPC interface endpoint, they can be accessed through your private VIF. So if you look at Direct Connect, how does that work? Well, we have a region that we want to connect to a corporate data center. We run our customer network. And then we have a Direct Connect location that has an AWS cage with a Direct Connect endpoint and has also a customer or partner cage with a customer or a partner router. Then on your own data center, you're going to run your customer router or firewall. And so in blue is a private VIF and in green is a public VIF. So blue is a private VIF that we connect from the customer router to the customer or partner router to the Direct Connect endpoint into a virtual private gateway, which allows us, because it's a private VIF, to connect to the private subnet and our EC2 instances within it. But if you wanted to connect to the public AWS services, for example, Amazon Glacier or Amazon S3, then you would require to use a public virtual interface. So for this, you would also connect the same way, okay, all the way to your Direct Connect endpoint, but then the public VIF directly goes into the AWS services and you're good to go. So in terms of connection types of Direct Connect, you have two. You have the dedicated connections of different sizes, so it can be 1 gigabit per second, 10 gigabits per second, or 100 gigabits capacity, and it's going to be a physical Ethernet port dedicated to you, a customer. And then you make first a request to AWS to get it, then it's going to be completed by your Direct Connect partner, and within a month, you will have your connection. Or you could do a hosted connection in different forms, for example, 50 megabits per second, 500 megabits per second, or 10 gigabits per second. And here, instead of making the request to AWS directly, you make it via AWS Direct Connect partners. And then the cool thing about it is that you can add or remove capacity on demand into this hosted connection. So you can also select, 1, 2, 5, 10 gigabits at select Direct Connect partners. Now the lead time to get a Direct Connect connection either way are usually longer than 1 month for new connections. So what about encryption on Direct Connect? Well, by default, data in transit is not encrypted on Direct Connect, but it is private to you because it's using a private connection. So if you wanted to also encrypt your data, then you would need to use Direct Connect in combination with a VPN to get IPsec encrypted private connection. Then if you were to use the VPN over Direct Connection, it will leverage the public VIF and you would use the setup to get an extra level of security, but it's slightly more complex to put in place and may not be as beneficial as encrypting a public connection. So let's take an example. So we have our corporate data center and our VPC, and then we have the Direct Connect connection in the middle. So we establish the connection, and then we would establish a VPN connection over it to encrypt all the data on your Direct Connect connection. Now we also have LAG, or link aggregation groups, on Direct Connect, and this is to increase the speed of your Direct Connect connection and also allow failover by summing up existing Direct Connect connections into one logical bigger one. So you can aggregate up to 4 connections in an active-active mode, and obviously you can add connections to the LAG over time. So if you want to start by 1, then 2, all the way up to 4, you can. So the way it works is that we have our Direct Connect location connected to our corporate data center, and we'll have 1 connection set up. We'll also have a second connection set up, and then we can create a LAG, so a link aggregation group, by adding connection 1 and connection 2 together. And similarly, if we have a different direct connect location, location B, then we can also sum up these connections together to get a second link aggregation group. So all the connections in the lag must be dedicated connections. They must have the same bandwidth, and they must terminate at the same AWS Direct Connect connection endpoint. You can also set, if you wanted to, a minimum number of connections for the lag to function, but by default, it's going to be one. So next, we have the Direct Connect Gateway. And the use case is that you want to set up a Direct Connect connection into one or more VPC in many different regions within the same or across accounts. In that case, you must set up a Direct Connect Gateway, because otherwise it would not be scalable for you to set up a Direct Connect connection into each and every region. So we have two regions here, and you have your customer network. Now you're going to establish a Direct Connect connection into one specific region, but then you're going to connect the private VIF into a Direct Connect gateway. And this gateway is going to talk to the private VIF of each VPC you're trying to connect to. And the role of the gateway is going to to allow your Direct Connect connection to be directly connected to multiple regions, multiple VPCs in AWS. Finally, you can also leverage the Direct Connect gateway with a transit gateway. So the transit gateway allows you to link up together many VPCs, VPN connections, and Direct Connect connections. And at the very top, for you to connect your transit gateway to Direct Connect, you must go through a Direct Connect gateway. All right, that's it for this lecture. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.